The purpose of an insurance bond is to ensure that a construction project can be delivered to the satisfaction of the contracting authority in the event that the contractor is not in a position to complete the project. This is a very complex legal procedure, and all parties are bound by the conditions of the bond. The executive and their legal advisers are working with the insurer, sometimes called the bondsman, to ensure the completion of the project. Subject to contract and legal constraints, the HSE will, where possible, take into account the interests of subcontractors, but under the legal circumstances now prevailing, cannot give guarantees in this regard. In accordance with the terms of the bond, the insurer is entitled to nominate a contractor who will complete the project to the satisfaction of the HSE. Discussions with the insurer are well advanced, and the most recent meeting of parties took place late last week. The executive now awaits the formal proposal from the insurer as to arrangements for completion of the construction. When contracts have been signed and construction commences on site, the executive's best estimate at this stage is that the remaining construction work could be completed in approximately 12 weeks. Following this, the building must be equipped and commissioned, which the executive estimates could take a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks.